Hello.
Hello, my name is James. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. And thank you for that, sir. Now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. What is the year of your birth?
1998.
1998. Thank you for that. And are you of Hispanic, Latino or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. Thank you, sir. What is your race? White,
Asian?
black. Sorry?
Asian.
Asian. Okay. Thank you for that. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below?
I mean, I got the high school diploma. Right now, I'm still in college.
Oh, you're still in college. Okay, let me mark that down here. One question: are you registered to vote? Do you already have the age to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on your issues you care on the issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
Oh no, it's between 3 or 4. I want to say 3.
3? Okay, thank you for that. And thinking about the direction in which the country is ahead, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is ahead?
Extremely dissatisfied.
Extremely dissatisfied. Let me mark the donations here. Now, please rate your feelings toward some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very warm and favorable toward them, 0 means that you're feeling very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you haven't heard about this. Okay, now if you haven't heard about this organization or person, please let me know as well, okay? Now, let's go ahead and start. For example, the Republican Party.
0.
0. Thank you for that. Now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Maybe a 4.
4. Thank you for that. Senator Bob Casey Jr.
I don't know too much about him. I'll get 5.
5, okay. Now, J.D. Benz.
5 as well. I don't know too much about him.
5 as well. Okay, thank you. Kamala Harris.
Yeah, 2.
2, okay. And Donald Trump.
0 and 1. I'll go 0.
0, okay. The Democrat Party?
0. But can you change my answer of Kamala Harris to 1?
1, sure. Let me mark that down here. And last but not least, Joe Biden?
0.
0. Thank you for that. Now, in this case, I know that it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom you will vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third party on the side, will you vote for the political offices but not for president, or will you not vote at all? Would you not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Independent third party.
Independent third party. Thank you for that. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom you will vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate, or the Democrat candidate?
Can I say neither?
Oh, yeah. We have these options. Okay. Let me read it to you. Republican candidate, Democrat candidate, you're on this side. Will you vote for the political office but not for Congress, or will not vote at all in the upcoming election?
I'll vote for independent third party, but neither of the two major party candidates.
Okay. Okay. Let me go ahead and mark that down in here. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Let me read it to you. Statement B starts like this. My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Or statement A that says like this. Voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
I think B.
You think B. You will say that statement B much more, statement B somewhat more, statement A somewhat more, or statement A much more.
Were there three options or just two?
Oh, you can select just one. Don't worry about that.
No, I'm asking because I could have sworn you started with like C. And then you went to B
and
then you went to A.
No. It will be just A and B. Yes.
Okay. Then let's go for B.
Let's go for B. Would you say much more or somewhat more?
Regarding the impact of my vote?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think the impact of my vote would matter too much.
Okay. Okay, let me mark that down here. Thank you for that answer. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Let me read it to you. We have three. Our government and political system works effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second one will be, our government and political system will likely never work efficiently to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the third one will be, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could be in the future.
The second one.
Thank you for that. Let me go ahead and continue. Now, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the followings that I'm about to read to you? The future of the country?
Negative.
Negative. Let me mark that down in here. Now, the future of the planet?
It's very unclear to me, though. Is there an option for, like, you know, 50-50? Or, like, some middle ground?
To be really honest with you, we only have negative and positive for this particular question.
Okay. Negative.
Negative. And your own future?
Positive.
Positive. Thank you for that. Now, from your most recent voting experience in the 2000 November 22nd elections, will you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you, or has it been about the same?
I think it's been about the same.
The same. Let me go ahead and mark that down here. So, okay, about the same. Thank you for that. Now, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to one or two, okay? Let's go ahead and start with, because elections are rigid and my vote won't matter. The second one, I don't know enough about the candidates. Now, the third one will be, it is too much difficult for me to vote. The fourth one will be, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. One of the other answers will be, I don't have time to vote. Also, one answer will be, because voting doesn't change things that matters to me, and I don't like any of the candidates, or none of the above. Which one will you select?
And you tell I can only pick two?
Yes. One or two.
Hey, you sure I can't pick three?
Let's try. Let's go ahead and mark that down here in order to see the assessment. Let me mark three. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay,
if it's three, then it'll be, I believe, the first statement, the fourth statement, and the last statement.
Okay. Let me mark that down here. Thank you for that. Now, let's go ahead and continue. Now, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Let me read it to you. Racist politicals, Republicans, Democrats, all the politicals, or none of the above?
Racist politicals.
Okay. Let me mark that down here. Now, below, here I have a list of potential threats and to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that is one of the threats that is near certainly to happen. 5, that means that you're not sure, and 0 means that you believe that this threat will not happen, or you're not certain that happens. Let's go ahead and start with. Let me read it to you. We're almost done. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
And you said 0 is me thinking this won't happen?
Yeah. 0 is that you might think that it's not happened. 5, it will be like you're not sure. And 10 is like,
gotcha.
10, for example, is that is that it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And so repeat the statement one more time.
My pleasure. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
Must say 6.
6. Let me mark that down here. Thank you for your answer. Now, the other one will be, given the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protect for free speech?
10.
10. Now, restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
Repeat that one more time.
My pleasure. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including the protesters.
9.
Okay. Now, arresting and jailing individuals who had out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
I'm sorry, man. Repeat that one more time. Arresting people who...
Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
Ooh. Six.
Let me mark that down here. We're almost done. Now, having armed vigilantes or guards in this case, polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters can get to vote?
9.
And creating an Serbia Alliance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives?
Cool. And
10, okay? Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
8.
Now, allowing wealthy individual corporations and especially interest to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donation to political campaigns.
10.
And preventing the president for being prosecuted for things they did while acting. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in as an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
9.
Okay. Perfect. We're almost done. Just have a few questions. Thank you for your collaboration. Now, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today?
Big. I said 10.
Big. Okay. Thank you. Now, have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yeah.
Yes. You or someone else?
Both.
Both. Okay. Thank you for that. Now, here is a list of statements about values that some people might have. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate whenever you agree or disagree with each statement, where a 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you neither agree or disagree, and 0 meaning that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Let's go ahead and start. Most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families.
One more time.
Most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families.
10.
Thank you for that. Now, we all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all.
9.
Every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine or determine the future of our families, community, and country. Which one do you think that it will be?
Oh,
on his show. 10. Now, whenever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families.
10.
Okay. Now, here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civil engagement or politics, which of one or two, you can select one or two, of the following do you believe are the most effective ways to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You can select as I mentioned up to two or one or two. Let me read it for you. Signing petition, boycott as a company, marking in a protest, calling, writing, or emailing local politicals, talking to friends and family about politicals, engaging in direction actions like attending to a sit-ins or occupying buildings, donating to political campaigns or organizations, voting in the federal election, such as for president or U.S. Congress, volunteer for a local organization in my community, voting in a state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor, or none of the above.
Oh, I'm so sorry, my man. Can you repeat the first four?
Sure. Signing petitions, boycott a company, marching in a protest, or calling, writing, or emailing local politicals.
Boycott and protest.
Boycott and protest. 1 second, then more than done here. Protest.
Oh, and real quick, what was this list for again?
Sorry, can you repeat it again? Sorry.
What was this list for again?
The last four, sure. Voting in the state.
Oh, no. Like, I meant, like, what was this list of statements, this current list of statements? What was it for again?
Oh, sorry, I don't have that with me. I have to go back, and I'm not able to go back.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay, and the protest. Let me go ahead. Okay, marching in protest. Okay, perfect. We're almost done. I think that it will
support,
be.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
We're almost done. I think that we only have like two or three more questions, and we're done. Thank you for your time. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues that you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has, on a scale from 0 to 10, meaning like 10 is that your vote has a lot of power, 5 meaning that your vote has some just a little bit of power, or 0 meaning that your vote has no power at all.
Two.
Okay. One last time, if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom you will vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third party candidate, you're on the side, you will vote
other independent. For
independent. Thank you for that. And in any political today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more toward the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or do you lean more toward the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Maybe somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Okay. And are you or have you ever been a member of a union? Yes, your current member. Yes, former
yes.
member. Or
yes, I'm a current member.
You're a current member. Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
With family.
Family. Live with a family member. And were you born in the United States or in any or in another country? Sorry?
Born abroad.
Sorry? My bad. Can you repeat it again?
Was not born in the States.
Not in the States. Okay. Were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
Another country.
Another country. 1 second. Let me more. Both or just one?
Both.
Okay. From whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Repeat one more time.
Sure. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
You voted for Biden, the Democrat, okay? Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off? Part-time. Okay. Now, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
Oh, I don't know that off the top of my head. I want to say like less than 70K?
70K. Let me mark the dot here as your answer.
Or maybe less than 80K.
Less than 80. Okay.
Let's go with 70. I'm so sorry, my man. I'm so sorry.
Not a problem at all. Well, that concludes our survey today. I do appreciate your time, and I hope you have a really good rest of your day, okay? Thanks for your help.
Yep. You too, my man. Take care.
Thank you. Stay safe and take care.